97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, as promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, he is the sports editor for the Westchester County Post.com. He's been a host on The Fan up in New York. He has his own website. He writes articles. He does it all. His name is Steve Callis, and he's also my podcast partner on Callis Remarks with yours truly and Steve Callis. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Steven, how are you?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you as always.
You too, man. Well, we got a big game. We talked about it a long time ago, circled on our calendars, and now here it is. And I think there's a little bit of a letdown because the Eagles are so shorthanded. Your thoughts on the game? How do they win this game?
They knocked Dak Prescott down four times. The first time they have the ball and he lands on his shoulder three times. How about that?
That'll work for me.
That's about the best I can come up with. Obviously, you don't go out to hurt a guy, but you also know that there's lots of times when you can knock a guy on his throwing shoulder, and we don't know how bad it is. He was even throwing a little bit yesterday, but nothing, you know, really down the field. He is a gamer. He is a tough guy. I agree with all of that, but something short of Dallas playing horrific as they can do or their quarterback getting hurt, I'm just not seeing it. Now, don't forget, I really thought the Eagles could go to Dallas and beat Dallas down there, and you know what happened there, so hopefully I'm wrong, but this is almost a mismatch only because, A, no Lane Johnson. When Lane Johnson isn't on the field, that's not good for the Eagles. B, you know Cowboys have won like 6 or 7 at the link, the last 6 out of the last 7 games.
Yeah, 5 straight.
You did the numbers with Zeke. So, you know, it's not looking good. I can only hope I was as wrong this time as I was last time.
Let's hope so, my friend. So let me ask you this, and we talk about it quite often on our podcast. What do you think about that line?
Well, that's the Joe Stazak rule, right? Actually, if you're following the Joe Stazak rule, you're pounding the Eagles.
Pounding the Eagles, right.
But I'm just not seeing it here.
I don't either, Steve. I just don't see it.
Yeah, you're right. It's a pick'em game, essentially, and that's hard to believe. Again, given who the Eagles have out on the field, but there's always that chance the Cowboys can be, you know, people are talking about, oh, 7-7, they've underachieved. They've underachieved for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But my goodness, they look like they could beat anybody in football last week.
Yeah, pounding the Rams last week.
Unbelievable.
An amazing performance after 3 straight losses.
Right.
Right? That team is so up and down with all the talent they have. It's incredible, and I do agree with Marcus Hayes. I think Jason Garrett is gone after the season unless they make some ridiculous run to the Super Bowl. But, you know, we shall see. Now, Steve, we talk often about the clutch gene, and does Carson Wentz have it? Has he given us an answer in the last 2 games, or too short of a too small of a sample size?
Well, I don't think it's too small of a sample. It's more, to me, who he did it against. I mean, they had to come back from 14 down against the Giants. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then to come and by the way, that was two drives. That wasn't one drive.
Yeah,
right? It was
late
in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
And it was overtime. You give him credit for that. You also give him credit for Washington. So that's 3 clutch drives. But again, to me, you have to look at who it was against. You don't take anything away from him for doing it. He did it. But obviously, if he did something like that against Dallas, that would be a much bigger clutch gene showing, if you will. But, you know, we've talked all year, podcast and here, on the 4 or 5 steps he has to take. Does he have the clutch gene? Can he come back in the regular season? Can he win a playoff game? Can he win an NFC championship? Can he win a Super Bowl? And as we've talked about now for, you know, a couple of years, those are very hard to climb over, and tomorrow he has a chance, but, you know, I know Q was very positive and everything, but it's hard to expect Carson Wentz to do everything because who has he got to do it with?
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the problem, and I mean, everybody sees that. That, to me, is the problem. He doesn't really have those weapons. They seem to literally, other than Zach Ertz, they're literally all hurt. And I include Lane Johnson as a weapon in terms of the offensive
line and
the running game.
Sure.
So, you know, Howard and Jeffrey, I mean, you've been through them all, and that's nothing like it's been in the past. This, to me, is even worse than I've seen in the last few years going back to the Super Bowl year.
Oh, it's awful. So I was going to ask you, the Eagles last week had one wide receiver to catch a football, and that was Greg Ward, seven receptions. What is the problem? Is it that Carson Wentz doesn't trust them, or can they not get open? Or, I mean, they're practice squad guys. I get it, but, I mean, no catches for anybody else. That seems ridiculous.
I think the league is becoming, you know how they always say about Belichick, he's going to take away your best guy and you got to go to your second or even your third guy. I think this is what's happening throughout the league. So you're not going to double Ward, or maybe they will this week. I don't know, but you're not going to double a guy like him. So he's going to be the guy. I go, remember the tall guy Matthews in the Seattle Super Bowl against the Patriots? We were like, who is this guy? He was killing the Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they took away everybody else. So, you know, Doug Baldwin and those guys, they were all taken away. So I think it was a similar thing last week with Ward. I assume they're going to double Ertz at a minimum. Why not double him every play? But maybe they pay Ward more respect because of what he did last week. And that's the only thing I can come up with. When you see these secondary guys or even practice squad guys, as you call them, when they have big games, it's usually because they're not paid attention to. And at most, they're singled up. They're never doubled. Maybe that changes this week because he was so good last week. But it's not hard for the Cowboys to pick out Ertz and say, we got to stop him and, you know, frankly, go from there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve, we talk about Dak and how much better he is when Zeke Elliott has a big game. Zeke, I mean, he kills the Eagles 5-0, all games over 100 yards rushing. In the sixth game, he had like 96 yards. I mean, why is he so effective against the Eagles, and how do they take care of him?
Well, they still have that offensive line. I don't think it's as real good as it was 2 years ago, but it's a lot better to me than it was last year because these guys kind of got healthy. And that's the key. And one thing follows the other. So the line is healthy, and then you get a lot of rushing yards. If you get a lot of rushing yards, what do we always say? Dak Prescott looks like a number one, a first round pick, not a fourth round pick.
Right.
If the offensive line is bad and Zeke can't run it, then Dak Prescott looks like a fourth round pick. And don't forget, not to defend Dak, he's making $2 million this year. So he's going to get grossly overpaid soon, but he's been grossly underpaid. So I think the only thing, look, you know me, we say this all the time about Jim Schwartz. I'm saying bring eight, bring seven, bring six, bring nine. I think you really got to blitz to take the ball out of his hands quickly, out of Dak's hands quickly. Because if he gets time or if Elliott can get around the corner, you know, it's going to be big problems for the Eagles.
Carson Wentz, very good at securing the football via the air. He has 95 touchdowns and only 35 picks in his career. But he can't hold on to the football. He had three fumbles last week, lost one. In five straight games, he's lost five fumbles. How do we correct that?
Yeah, well, I think Marcus Hayes said it better than I could say it, and that is with the old, you can't anticipate the speed of these professional linebackers. Even after you've been in the league for a while, they're so quick to the ball, and you think you have that extra split second that you don't have, and it's literally a split second that is the difference between getting rid of the ball and getting strip sacked. Or, as Marcus said, doing the Eli Manning, if you will, it just... You know, you watch Eli play and he takes the dive quickly.
Down.
It looks
absolutely
like too quickly. But having said that, you'd rather have that, frankly, and it's hard probably for younger quarterbacks to do that. Even Brady this year, I heard you talking about Brady before. Even Brady this year, you see him going down quicker than he used to. And I think that's a function on the one hand of age, but it's also a function of experience because that's not necessarily a bad play. You know, usually you'd never want to take sacks, but sometimes in that split second where it's the difference between a strip sack, lose the ball, or taking a sack, hey, get down and get down quickly. So I think that's hard for a young quarterback to do, and Wentz is still a young quarterback, in my opinion, but I think that is often the difference between losing the ball and losing 7 yards. And again, if that's your choices, obviously you're going to lose 7 yards. And if I could, Joe, I just want to say one thing about Eli Manning. I wrote a column, WestchesterCountyPost.com. This is a big thing in New York, as you know. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer, yes or no? And I just had a video posted, rather, at WestchesterCountyPost.com. If you click on that and go to live stream, sports streaming in December, it's a pretty interesting thing. And obviously there's arguments on both sides as he got back to 117 and 117 for his career last week.
Amazing. I am on the Eli Manning Hall of Fame train. I think you know that.
Good.
He's had some down years, but two-time Super Bowl MVP, and the way he did it certainly has the clutch gene. Again, we talk about it all the time. In a big game, I'd take him over his brother 8 days a week. So let me go down a quick list here. And a caller called in a few minutes ago and talked about how Howie Roseman is awful at the draft. I agree. I think that's going to catch up with them. I think some of these drafts recently will set this team back, and they're going to have to rebuild soon. As far as the Cowboys go, Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, Randall Cobb, Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Lael Collins, DeMarcus Lawrence, Byron Jones, Sean Lee, Kyle Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. They are loaded, in my opinion. First of all, great job drafting. They draft very well. Them and the Steelers are, I think, the two best drafting teams in the league, maybe the Ravens as well. How are they 7-7?
Well, that's the problem. You know, Jerry Jones, and he's the GM, as you know, he will happily tell you, look, we've drafted more guys who have made All-Pro in the last X years than blah, 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 blah. But I would say this, the only response I have, even for Howie, on Howie Roseman's side, is how many Super Bowls has Dallas won in the last 20 years, and how many Super Bowls has the Eagles won? And it's 1-0 Eagles.
Yeah.
Because they do draft well, but there seems to be a lack of chemistry. I agree with you and Marcus, you know, a lack of coaching. How this guy has lasted this long, I understand he's almost a member of the Cowboys family, but the notion that you've had this kind of mediocrity with this kind of talent for, I think he's been there, what, 9 years now, maybe, Jason Garrett, is just incredible. So, you know the old saying, you can't trade the players, but you don't want to trade these players. You just went down, they got 10 stars.
Stars!
You just went down the list. It's incredible, but then the next part after that is, well, how do you have the chemistry to win? And if you believe it's a function of chemistry, it has to be partly a function of coaching. And you know, I don't care if they win tomorrow and go say 8-8 and win the NFC East, which is a total embarrassment. Your caller two back, he said, oh, this is depressing. I can't believe this. I don't even know if I want him to make the playoffs. He's right, because 30 years ago, if you were 7-7 now, what would you be saying? Yeah, I hope we can win two to be above 500, and we'll get them next year. But now, because of the proliferation of wild cards, et cetera, you're 6-7. Oh, if we can just win the last three, we can win the division to make the playoffs. And what? It's a successful season?
Yeah.
But Dallas is a team that has enough talent if they win this game tomorrow, they have enough talent to make a run. That's how talented they are, but it's the old, we'll believe it when we see it. So they've been bad for 20 years or more, and you just have to hope they lay an egg tomorrow and or Dak Prescott, you know, hurts his shoulder.
Yeah, he's banged up. He's hurt. Tyler Zulli believes he's one of our producers, says he's hurt, yep, not injured, but he does have the finger issue. The AC joint's a little sore. I mean, I'm thinking turnovers and Dak Prescott being hurt, maybe the only way the Eagles win this game tomorrow. Let me get a quick prediction from you, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know what I predicted last time? I thought the Eagles could go down there and win.
I did,
so
too.
I'm picking Dallas tomorrow, 21-13. And again, barring something, if Dak is healthy and plays the whole game healthy, I don't know how the Eagles can win. I agree, if Carson Wentz could pull this off, if he does one of these final two-minute drives against the Dallas defense as opposed to the Giants or Washington, that's a big feather in his cap. I think these last two wins have been little feathers in his cap, for lack of a better analogy. But I do think it's a big game. But again, he's showing up with not a lot of weapons, Zach Ertz and who. I do think they have a chance, but it's hard for me to pick them. And, you know, I always like to pick the Eagles if I can. I'm just not seeing it this time.
We talk all the time about what we talked earlier, and almost everyone to a man is taking the Cowboys, but I guarantee next week we're going to be like, we should have known because that line was only 1.5.
It's the Joe Staes rule. We'll see if it plays out this time.
Let's hope so. Steve, great job as usual. I know I'll talk to you before Christmas, but have a Merry Christmas, my friend, and you're fabulous as always.
Yep, same to you and all your listeners. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays.
All right, thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.